So then, together with all the other things mentioned in this list, other things, so we have 18. We have 18. Kashuni Gechav, Ofik Shev, Ayu Shev, Yoche, Psuke Name, Treyave, Hashinu Gechav, so we bought some of the monarchy. In the classification. So, all the Nikubes are counted as one, so all the Psukes should be counted as one too. All the Psukes should be counted as one too. So, if you count, so that means like spouse. In other words, because we had counted in the Mishneh 18 items. So, 18 items. So out of the 18 items, we had eight nikubes. So then it means that the 18 items consist of 8 nikubes and 10 other traitors, not nikubes. We had 10 items, not nikubes, but since you count all the nikubes in one, so all the psukes, you should also count as one. And we have two psukes in the Mishnah. In other words, psukes are gageres, and then nishvah Hashem and nishvah Chutzalot. That's one thing, nishvah Chutzalot. So it should also be counted as one. So in other words, out of the 18 items in the Mishnah, listed in the Mishnah. So we have 8 nikubes and 2 psukes. So it's 10 altogether. So these should be counted as 2. And then we have the 8 more mentioned in the Mishnah. So it's 2 and 8, so it's 10. And then we have the Chef Shmaitze, so it's 17. So we don't have 18. Let's give our discussion. Yoche Psukinam et Feyave, Hashkinu Bechad, Botzer Lechode, so we only have 17. Veid Ravir Mishmeh Rove, Namani Kuvoi. Namani Kuvoi, Monefsheh. If you count all the 8 Nikuves listed in the Mishneh in one Trefe, because it's the same kind of treife, so mele you cannot count Rav Avira Mishmei de Rov Esdin lo yishonu le nital nikavatchol is treife separately. So mele, so again we don't have 18, so we have 16 of. So, void Ravir Shmei de Rove, namani kuvoi. So you only have 16. El hanach tarte, the afkes loite. Because before the Gemara said that Rabbi Shmuel, he agrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, that Behi Moshe Nech Bechura Gleo Min HaKuvo is not a treife. And the Gemara also said before that Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Meir. That Gludo is not a treife, and now the Gemara is saying no. Rabbi Shmuel will agree with Rabbonon of Shimon ben Elozo. So that means Behi Moshe Nech Bechura Gleo Min HaKuvo is treife. And he will agree with Rabbonon of Rameya. That means that Gludo is treife. So maybe we have two more. So two, we have 16, accounting all the Nikubes, including the Nitavat Chu as one. So, by counting all the Nikubes, including Nitavat Chu as one, and then all the Psukes as one. So we have the 9 nikubes is counted as one. 2 psukes is counted as one. So then we have the 9 nikubes and the 2 psukes. So that's counted as 2. And then we have the 4 of Basgeir. So it's 6, and then we have the 6 of the Shef Shmaitze, because one of the Shef Shmaitze is a Nikubo. is Nikabatru. So the six. So we have, two and four is six, and then we have another six. So we have 12, and we have 12, and then we can, we'll add, let's say, Nishbiro Ashevre, no, not Nishbiro, and then we'll add Nitala Koveit. So far we have 2 and 4 is 6, and another 6 is 12. So Nitala Koveit Lishtayom and Kulum is 13. Horei Shechaseiro is 14. And then, Nikalim Hatzeno is, how many did I say? We have two, and then four of Basker is four more, is six. And then six out of the seven Shmaitzim, another six, is 12. Then we have Nital Hakovit is 13. Harei Shechaseiro is 14. And then we had Nikra Revachitzeno is 15. Then we had Nofru Menagat is 16. Nishtabo Rev Tzalvizero is 17. Trus Zazev is 18. So again we have the number 8. But it's a question of classification. But the reason is why the Gemara had to resort to all that, because the Halacha mentioned in Sinai, according to Rabbi Shmuel, mentioned Tifches Pesach. It has to be classified in a certain way. So of course you can say that the classification is arbitrary. It's arbitrary. But if the Halacha mentioned in Sinai declared 18 Pesach, so this is the classification that Halacha, according to which the number 18 of the Halacha mentioned in Sinai is mentioned. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi and all your money. So Rashi. Bishlo imu tani idon. Afo tani tani el yitches mekomo kimu tani miyone. Mikol imu di tani di tani di tani tani udu loy tani asi bizeh akwal. El di tani di Rabbi Shmuel di tani miyone. So tani di Rabbi Shmuel says that Allah will mention Sinai. Mention yitches kaitet. Mentions Yitzchak's Kleipes. As a matter of fact, you see, the number is, you can say, is arbitrary. It all depends how you classify it. As a matter of fact, the Rambam has a list of 18. But the list of Anyapsar, the Rambam has a list of 70. 70 Kleipes the Rambam mentions. But this is an exhaustive list. In other words, so every Nikubo is mentioned separately, and every market that is, makes the behavior into a treifa on account of the fact that on account of that mako, so the behavior is destined to develop in a, let's say, there are many more than 18. If you are going to spell out each specific market separately, but certain markets do not affect a shem treifa in the behavior per se. Let's say, it's Shino Amara. There are a number of Shino Amaras in the lungs that make the behemoth a typo. If the lung looks black like ink, so it's a typo. Why is it a typo? Because the mare of black per se makes it with a typo? No. But if the mare has, if the lung has deteriorated to such an extent that it looks completely black, so it's destined to develop a neck. But so, the Halacha mentioned Sinai, and the Halacha mentioned Sinai mentions 18. It doesn't mention that separately. So, the Halacha mentioned Sinai includes all the 9 Kubes. The 9 Kubes in one. And all those Makis that make the behemoth a treifa on account of the fact that as a result of this Makis, so the behemoth is destined to develop in Eker, is also included. But it's all included in one. But the Rambam gives a list of 70 traits. That is an exhaustive list. In other words, he spells out each market, each condition in the behavior that makes the behavior into a traitor. Whether the behavior becomes a traitor on the basis of that market per se, or it makes the behemoth rain for on the basis of the fact that this condition, this mare, it tells us that in the long run the behemoth will develop in it. So each condition and each makor is spelled out separately. So then the Rambam has a list of 70 traits. 70 traits. Now, here the Halacha Mishneh Sinai mentions a list of 18 traits. But we have the Cheshbon of 18 according to a certain kind of a classification. So, Elo Mitani, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Bitonim Inyoneh, Kashya, Voike Basger, Sivinu. In other words, as we go over the Gemara, we'll have to understand, why does the Halacha Mishneh Sinai, Monefshah? That's a very strong kasha. If the Halacha Mishneh Sinai, all right, it's arbitrary. But, so the Halacha Mishneh Sinai classified it according to a certain order. So all the Nikuvis, whether it's in this organ, that organ, whether it's in Dakin, or in this, or in the Keres, or in the Reye, or in the Leim, as long as the Treifa is based upon a certain Nekev, in a certain Eiver, so it's counted as one. And Psukes are also counted as one. How is it that not all the Nishtabres are counted as one? Monefshah. If all the Nikubes are counted as one, all the Psukes are counted as one. So all the Nikubes, all the Haseres, all the Nishtabres should be counted as one too? That we don't. That we have to understand. But anyway, this is according to a certain order. So we have 18 traits. According to a more exhaustive classification, so the Rambam says we have 70 traits. But according to a certain order, so we have 18 traits. El tonim rabbi shmol tonim yoni kashe vin kebaz ki asimenu u mishne u praise beim shne afrag leo shel ne man kash kam khisor be shefer boles gut ob vier kin kharusa vi shef shmeize shel tre vi shmol ravo roim u mishne mi mishne ve roim bol mi rabon ha khim ko raglay vi shel tnim ko yo dai. In other words, that in the mishne, in other words, we in English we call everything legs, but we say four legs and hind legs. But in the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Braise, the Gemara, so the four legs are not called legs. The four legs are called Yodayim. And only are called legs, only the hind legs. The hind legs. So we call the Akume Mikim Chimur HaSheik VaYerech Shem Befar Kineisei Bishas Apshon. So in other words, Akume, that's the knee. So the Yerech is this, and the Sheik is this. The shake is this, and then let's say, and then here at the bottom is the calf, and here is the ankle, and the tzumus hagini is here between the ankle and the calf. All right. So, Reb Shimon Loza, we did say to Katan Aloha, Hocher, Reb Shimon Loza, Machshem, Pinshi, Yechayu, Lichvisu, Lichayoiz. In other words, it can be cauterized, so then it can live. Now we'll have to discuss this Gemara. This time by Rav Shimon Lozo tends to indicate that the fact that it cannot live, that makes it into a treifa. Because Rav Shimon Lozo says, no, it's not a treifa. Why isn't it a treifa? Why isn't it a treifa? Why isn't it a treifa? Because you can cauterize it into it. So Bishleimi if we say, that it's the fact that it cannot live, the nitam almost makes it a treifa. So we can understand the time of Rav Shimon Lozo. But if we say, no, it has nothing to do with the ability to live or not to live. It's just a statistical fact, it's a coincidental. Accidental fact, it's not an essential fact. So what kind of a time does Rav Shimon Lozo mention? I mean, so the Nitziv, in explanation, as Rambam, he says, according to the Rambam, we can understand Rav Shimon Lozo's time. Because according to the Rambam, there are two types of traits. There is a trait that is based upon the Nitalons. Nitalons. And there is another trait that is based upon the Halacha Mishneh Sinai. So Rav Shimon Lozo says to the Chachomim, he says, why should Behemo Shenech Bichorag Leo Min HaKubo Umayu Traitu? in the Cheshbon of Yitzchak Treifels, it's not included. It's not included. And then there is another Treifel, because of later onus. So this way there would be no possibility of making it learn. Okay. So then it would become a Treifel if the upper portion of the leg had been removed, it would be a Treifel on the basis of little onus. But since there is a way to enable it to live, to enable it to live, in other words, by being cauterized, so it will be able to live. So it cannot be Treifel on the basis of little onus. And on the basis of Halacha Mishnah Sinai, it's not included in the Treifel of Halacha Mishnah Sinai. You see, according to the Rambam, we can understand. But if we don't say like the Rambam, so the question arises, so why does Rav Shimon HaLozor say that Yechelu im Lichvitz Lichvitz, unless we are going to say that Dein Achayo is the basis of the Treifel. So the question is, how about the Mandoma who says Treifel Chayo and still there is an Isser of Treifel? So according to him, it's certainly not because of the Dein Achayo that it's a Treifel. Because that Makom makes it a Treifel. So why should it be different according to Mandoma who says Treifel in a Chayo? So that remains a Kashi. But according to the Rambam, this is how the Nitzi explains Reb Shimon HaLozor. Alright. Reb Shimon HaLozor is a Sefzik Atono. Okay. Reb Shimon HaLozor Machshem, Vishachil Lichvi Lachayitz, Vohem Lachatzim Vidim Yutzel, Vatash, Reb Shimon HaLozor Machshem, Upachin Afakal Vichil Lichvi Lachayitz, Kashi, Daf Lohi Tlomim Ha'ad HaTreifu Lipolik Reb Shimon, Vyoman Komis Min Atalim, Reb Shmoyer Lutol Miljone, Vyu Treifu Chayu Sviroi, Dikom Avin Achayu Shoi Seichal, Dikom Avin Treifu Chayu, Eloh Repol, Sobel Reb Shimon Doma Kshiroi, Kilifon Ha'osom, Reb Shimon Ben HaLozor Machshir, כמה חיסורים בשדרה, שלא ידעתם בייל ומאבו למעשי, כי דיני עצי גזירה. דיל שדר שלאים אובי, גבל שלאים אובי, רביון רביון אית, מה מעולס, דינתם בייל ועבר בשינו לבוס, וכן לתחייפו לבישן עליה ותחייפו, בבוס משני חוליאס, ובסיל אלו בחוליה חס ליטרה. חשני מכחד, בקה בעדודה, סמכי וכחד, דומה. חש explains, why does the Gemara say that Hemses a Beis HaKeitzes Hemses or Beis HaKeitzes, so in other words, the Beis HaKeitzes is the reticulum. That's the second stomach. And the Hemses is the third stomach. So the Chachashvis lay Chashvinu b'chode. Why chode? So Rashi explains it. Do agave adode samche uchichadame, because one, the food so goes from the Beis HaKeitzes, it enters into the Hemses. So mele we can consider it as one. But the food from the Keres, it goes into the Beis HaKeitzes. Into the Beis HaKeitzes. From the woman, the food goes down into the reticulum. So why don't we count the Keres and the Beis HaKeitzes and the Hemses and the Kevo, and the other Mases, and Paul is the four stomachs as one? That's a Kashi. But Rashi explains it. Apparently, there is more of a connection. There is more of a connection between the Beis HaKeitzes and the Hemses than between the Keres and the Beis HaKeitzes. It probably has to do with the digestive process. I suppose that there is something that, as far as the digestive process is concerned, so there is the same kind of function done by the juices that are secreted by the Beis HaKeitzes and the Hemses, whereas the Keres secretes different juices. That's why the Gemara says that a nekev in the Beis HaKeitzes and the Hemses is counted as one, as if it had been one organ, whereas the woman is considered a different organ. Alright. So Vroike Gludo Shanita Leiro, the hide was removed. Veruv shel kulo oy machmas shchin oy machmas loche. Nikhlo masnis vechachon beisle. Umshal sobo kirab meya de machsh. That gludo is not chayv. Wo ikra charuso, diktonet masnissen eile kshedes charuso bini shamayim, mitayne le kamo. In other words, if the long shriveled, bini odom treifo, vizeo charuso kol she tzom koreye shalom, it became shriveled, ונזקשו כחוי של בקר, מחמש שהביסו אודם בקיירי, ופומים שצמקס מקייריס, ובורד, והיא בלשמיים, והדרו בורד, אבור, בדיעודם סורהד, אמיצה, remarkable thing, לגמור המנשיץ, in other words, that the lungs of the behemo might be shriveled out of the shock. So if the shock was made by men, so then when the lungs become shriveled, it's not restored to its normalcy, to its normalcy. But if the shock is made by the shamayim, is not produced by the odom, but by the shamayim, so then it can be restored to its normalcy. To its normalcy. I suppose that when the shock is produced by men, so then the shock is greater than when the shock is produced by the shamayim. Moro man kotonolo de choshva likwa amoro abmiyoni itchaspevet maslis nechidoi rabbi yis rabbi yoni kotonolo kam ufir ki mishmaiti vitone di rabbi shmoy lesle moro veafik moro vayel charus buka de apne kul yesayor. That's the femur bone. The shokli duchte it slipped from its socket shekobat mkene hu shebeetzem ayo shu tochu it's tochu in the socket ulkamon misayim hu di ikon nive. When do we say that if the femur bone slipped from its socket, so it's therefore, if it is coupled with a deterioration of the ligaments in that area. But suppose it slipped from the socket, but the ligaments in that area are not deteriorated, did not deteriorate, did not rot, so then it's not a trait. Bukek moibuch neogul reishe vitochu b'cheira, keoli zeh atochu b'cheira machdeshes. Lokso b'chul yachas, v'kol shpil ishtehen, ulkamon misayim bo, v'hu dimatya lakusim l'mokim chitz. That's the white spot in the kidney, the mokim chitz. So if it was injured, if it was bruised in that spot, so then it's a treif. Avol nikav treif, ukam miforosh nikav belyeni mokim shirov, avol dipulshok shiro in the thick part. Nidalvolo nisli shubicham mikeni, sum chubor en kamiyat vikamiyat. Nekratzala, if the rib was detached, avol gav vitnam mas nisim, Mishtabu reitza himself. So Rashi is the kasha. How can we say that if one rib was neka, was torn out, was detached, so it's already treifa when the Mishnah says, Mishtabu reitza himself. Only when 12 ribs were broken, not just one. So he says, Avgal Nalas, this is Tabo, he told himself, Davken is Tabo, Hoson, Binorubo, if it was broken, so then only if the rov ribs. Avon Nekra Tzela Achas Mikro, Im Chotzi Chulyes, if it was, the whole Tzela was detached together with at least half of the Chulyi of the vertebra, so then it's also played. Kilpon Shli Kamon Tzela, Gogeli Shli Arbiso, in other words, if the skull was bruised, shehukso makis rabeis, v'loy nifriso, v'loy nikavakrom, because if it was bruised in such a way that there is a nekev, there is a nekev in the membrane of the brain, then it's straight from the skull of nikavameyach. But, suppose there is no nekev. So, but if it was bruised, so shehukso makis rabeis lenifneso lenikavakrum im rubo nerviso, if the major portion of the skull was bruised, is treifa. Ubosar achit v'sreifa keres. Zehu krumo shekeren tampne, ki shepeischenes habeimo, v'chitchenes habosar liach habeimo. והוא נראה, והי לקרוא לחיב וסריף הקרס, הוא לקרוא לחיב וסריף הקרס, משמיעות הקרס נרבה בשיח צלעיס החוזק והסחוס, ורובי מחוסה בבוסו, קרס פרנצה לבד ולוי ביסקיסיס והמסס, והיא נקרא רובי של בוסו כנגד הקרס, אבל גם תחמישרס להו קרל את הביקור לבוסו רב מוטה, שהרי סיבוסו מה זה כל מיני מים, ואיך הדיר החי, ומשארים לו משהו כנגד הקרס, והיא נקרא רובו דהו טריפו, ושמור יסירו לי כמעט לפורש לקמון, Reba Chizeno, die Maslissen, deine Bosser Achetes, Reba Keres. Die Kima aus Schmuel Aschmino, wie im Foresch, die Maslissen, die Kama Mils Achete. Wie Kube Tamia habe, wie Chashis, wie Hemzen, wie Lakis, wie Chad. Und Magos, wie More, if you don't include More, Akashi Blay, Posha mit Tamia, mit Kube die Maslissen. Psuke Tren, gar der ist wie Chut, Chut Aschetre. Der war wie Renika Batru. Der war einer der Afkes, bei ihm, wo schlecht war, aber war nur der Leute, Leute, כי דרבונן סיר, לא איתן לא נשמע. וחושב ניקובה, והר ורב אבינו בחד, הוא טרם פסוקי בחד, הוא משכח זה לשפר. יכולה לך טרם בזמונים וכמו, שרה של סיכה של בלדה, סום אני מור טרפס. All kinds of מרס in the lungs that make me טרפס. כי, או, besides מרס, חול בונה, ודם לו לבישרה, because you have three lobes of the lung on one side and two on the other side, suppose it's the other way around, so it's a trefe. So, but that is not to be counted separately. Can hold the une. Vidam yul bisre, or if the mal of the lung is, looks like boso, ul biaso, viotum bireye. If, in other words, if it's completely compact, the lung. Kure bichlal reyeshe nikvo. So all these trefes are based upon the fact that if we find such a condition, either it's indicative, it's symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred, or it's indicative of a nekev that is bound to occur. So anyway, so they cannot be counted separately. In other words, what does cholif mean? In other words, because normally a behemoth, the lungs of the behemoth has on one side three lobes and two lobes on the other side. Suppose it's reversed. So then it's a dream. Hay chasim al mokim shiuru yomi yishom. Va'am chazuse lakuse nilu. V'chol lakuse, tseifu li mokim. V'hava li nikubo. V'chol li b'shnei v'kumim d'veyishe. Shnei v'tumim li mokim shiuru yomi yiz. V'in l'chol nikubo g'day lo mizu. All right. We'll leave it here. Now, so... Alright, next time on Wednesday, we'll go over all the tetzves. We'll go over the tetzves, and then we should go over the Gemara up to Itmar, to the salvation. Rabbo Mavi Mashu, that's in the middle of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbo Mavi Mashu, Shmuel Adon.
May 20th, Tes Zion. Here, Hashem a tough shit, and then Allah.
Now we left off. The Gemara, Omar Ule, the first line that we learned out. We have to learn the tetzves. That we base on the tetzves, but I just want to go over the Gemara after Moshe Nitzko. The prophetess was last more, and then we'll go to the tetzves. Now, I want to discuss the Ramban Shita. There is something that I have to add, in the discussion of the Ramban Shita. I mentioned the Ramban Shita, that the Ramban says explicitly, but it appears from the Lashon of the Rosh and the Lashon of the Ram, that in the Ramban there is a suffix. In Ramban there is a suffix, but we'll go over the Ramban inside. But first, let's go over the Gemara. Omar Ule, Ches mi treifes nemul elevation misina. Nikuvo upsuko nitulo vechasuro kruo uruso nifulo ushvuo. So Rabbi Shmuel said that yud ches treifes aloch elevation misina. Yud ches treifes aloch elevation misina. And Ule says ches treifes. But there is no stira between the two. It's a question of classification. In other words, Ule Jors classifies them according to categories. So eight categories. And Tonel Rabbi Shmuel, we said, Aloch HaLemeshim Sinai 18, follows up another order of classification. So there, only the Nikubes are classed in one category, but and the psukes, but the shvures are not included in one category. So it's a question of classification. I mean, you can say it's arbitrary the way you classify it, but it's not arbitrary. In other words, why does the Halacha Mishum Sinai classify it in such a way? Why is it that the Halacha Mishum Sinai considers all the Nikuvos as one, all the Psukos as one, but not all the Shvuos as one? Apparently, he couldn't say about the Halacha Mishum Sinai just like that, just arbitrary, just like that. But apparently, all the Nikuvos, whether it's Nikva Reya or Nikva Daki, Nikva Keres, so they have a common denominator as to why, I mean, they make the behemoth the trefoil. Whereas, not all the Shvuas that make the behemoth the trefoil make the behemoth the trefoil for the same reason. There must be a certain common denominator between all the Nikuves and all the Psukes, and that common denominator does not apply to all the Shvuas and to all the Chaseres and all the Kruas. What it is, I don't know. But otherwise, why should Halacha Mishum Sinai classify all the Nikuves as one item and all the Psukes as one item, but not all the Kruas as one item? So there must be a reason. I don't know why, but there must be a reason. Anyway, so in Torah Rabbi Shmuel mentions Yudches Reims Halacha Mishum Sinai, and Dure mentions eight categories of Halacha Mishum Sinai. Now the Rambam, he mentions the Chesed Treifes, but he gives a list of 70 Treifes, 70. Now that is not inconsistent with the Yudches Treifes, because the Yudches Treifes represent broader items, whereas, so then you only have Yudches, but if you spell out each item of Treifes separately, even though one behemoth is a trefoil because the lung looks like ink. So the reason is why it's a trefoil, because it's destined to become completely deteriorated and perforated. So even that kind of a trefoil, the Rambam spells it out separately. So that, in other words, if you are going to spell out each trefoil, each makis separately, even though a number of makis have a common denominator, so then you have 70. But if you are going to classify it in a certain way, then you have 18. And if you are going to classify it into broad categories, then you have 8. So Ule says, Chesed Treifes Nevu Meishmi Sinai, Nikuva Psuko Nitula Chasura Kuo Udrus, Nufulo Mishuo, Lafuke Lakuse De Rochish Bar Pot. So how does Rashi explain it? Nitulo Nitla Kovet, Nifulo Nofu Nagat, Ugudo Bichol Nitulo, Shenit Aleiro, Vinechtechu Ragleo Bichol Chasur, Vishov Mituchte is Bichol Nitula, Vichenit Aldo Simonim Vakirasela Vachabis, Tugile is Bichol Shvuro, Ubosar Achites Rivakere Sine Kuo, Limute Lakuse de Rochi, Dichulia Shena Bichol Eiro. What does Rochish say? What does Rochish say? Now, Rochish, Vyoma Rochish Bar Popeh Mishmei Derav, Lokso Bichul Yachas Treif. In other words, that even though Nitla Akloyes is Ksheiro, that's the next Mishneh, if a kidney was removed, it's Ksheiro, but if instead of the kidney being removed, so the kidney was bruised in a certain place, became a Charitz, that's became a Levin Shedwoy. We came out living Shedwoy. That's the place, the white portion of the kidney. So then it's right. So that's Rochish is Allah. So now, Ule mentions only eight categories of trade. Eight categories of trade. Now, so all the other trades can be included in one of the categories. Can be included, but let's say any trade for the loan, so it can be included under the cover, because we have so many trades in loans. In loans we have more trades than any other organ, but actually it all is included under the cover. because some makis are in asymptomatic of in neket that already occurred, and some makis, some conditions are symptomatic of inekev that is destined to occur. So mele, you have many makis in the lung, in the rain. Masheimke, lakuse de rochis bakome, just bruised. So that cannot be included in any of the eight categories. And still, rochis bakpope mentions that it's prefe. So Ure says only chesne prefes. So Rashi explains, "Lemut lachus alochavish the kul yeshiv b'chaleilu upolik ule alei." So Rashi says that ule is chaleik and rochish b'apope, because according to rochish b'apope, so then ule should mention not eight categories but nine categories, because lachus the chulie is not included in any of the eight categories, and ule mentions only eight categories. So the mele. That means that Ule is Chilek and Rochish Bapo. Alright, let's see the Rashi. We move to Lakus and Rochish, the Kuli Yeshiv Bapalei, who probably pull out. We tell our Yeshiv Bapalei, who will get a head up, you know, be Lakus and the Reyes, so Rashi has the Kashi. Just as we say, that although we have so many Makis in Rey, and still, they are not mentioned separately. Why? Because they are all included on the Nikla Rey. So let that be included in the category of Nikuvo. If the kidney was bruised, with the Yeshua from Nikuvo. Keichel Aminu Blakus in the Reye. Love you. So Rashi give the first note. The Havalei Nikuvo Ahudu. Viholeke Limandoma. The Afilu Rochish made the Nikva Achulia Chero, Uvakusu. In other words, in vis a vis all the Makis in the Reye, so Vareye Dalochi is that if the Reye is perforated, is pierced, then it's Reife, some male old, if the Reye is boost, if the Reye has the Shinomari, if the Reye is this, that. So it all comes under the heading of Nikva Reye. Masheim can live vis a vis the kidney. So nikaf hakulye is kshelo. Suppose the kidney is perforated, it's kshelo only if it's bruised in a certain portion, in the leimen shebein, in a certain portion of the kidney. But nikva hakulye, ordinarily an ordinary neke in the kulye, so is kshelo. So mele we couldn't say that it comes under the heading of nikva. This is Rashi's fact. Anyway, so Rashi, according to Rashi, there is machlekes between Ule and Rochish Bapo. And according to Ule, so then looks of the Chulia Achas is Kshero, according to Rochish Bapo, looks of the Chulia Achas, the Chrit Shebo, the Levin Shebo, Israel. Now, the Rambam, I mean, the question is raised against the Rambam. The question is raised against the Rambam, against the two. So they all mention both halachas. They mention Ule's halacha, that there are eight categories of treife, and they mention Rochish Bapope's halacha. So the Besyosef has that kash. Now the Rashbo says, the Rashbo is masik on the Rambam. And the Rashbo says that we pass not that Chesmi treifes lemul Ule mention in Sinai, but test me the traitors name of the Mishnah. Why? What is the ninth one? The ninth is Lakus and the Rochish Bapop, Lakus and the Chuli. Lakus the Chuli. But the Rambam and the two, they both mention only eight categories at the same time. At the same time, they mention Rochish Bapop is Allah. So that's the Bes Yosef's cash against the Rambam. The Simen Chof Tes. The first line. In other words, because Yudches is not as broad as the, even though the Yudches is also relatively specific, it's not as specific as the Rambam's list of seven. There is, I mean, more specific. I mean, he spells out mamish each one. I mean, even though there are a number of makas that can come under one heading. So, but it is relatively specific to chesleifes. Masha'im kin chesleifes is broad. Shemsukim is a girl. Veidu ure du amei roma lechesne. Veidu oma alochum vish misinai. Umikomo kim ishul dagdik din kim vish tasu amgirin amgirin bigmore du ure mofik loksa akulia shein buchal shumech lechesne alo. Uledei kshirahim bigmore asikne du loksa akulia treiva. Im gir lakusal gim chritz moknoim shalim. Uposko kein aposkim. והרמב״ם פרקס כנפוסה, ואם כן איך כוסה בחסמי פרקסים, הוטס אבו, והרשבוניזם מזה, וכוסה בתרס הבייס, ניטס מי פרקסים, וכוס היא פסקנס לי פרקס בפוק, ואין לו אמר, וגם הרשבו פה, שמכל ישי יקטים עוד יתראי פה, ואם כן הרו לו אמא, יוד מנתראי בזה, היא תלם אמא, זה בכלל לא כסו, אחולי, אם חימה שלא, even though the גמות, the mishnah says, ניתו הקלויס כשאו, still, they are certain traits in kidney too. One is loksa bechulie. In other words, if it was bruised in the became a creature, became a lynch. And then the Gemara further that in Dalek, the Gemara mentions another trait in the kidney, and that is hiktino. If the kidney is diseased, and because of the disease in the kidney started to shrink and to contract and became smaller. Sometimes when has a kidney condition, so the kidney shrinks. So there is a minimum to what it can shrink and still remain shell. In other words, if it shrinks to less than a novel bigaso or pool bidako, in other words, it's a large length in the behemo gaso, or a beam in the behemo dako, if it has shrunk so much, that it's a kipino lipoches, that they are novel bigaso, and or pool bidako, so then it's right. So it's kasha means, so then there is a kasha against the Rashbo also, because the Rashbo says there are nine sugi treife. Why? In order to include lokso achulie of chokish bapoke, but there is another treife, hiktino achulie, if it became very small, less than another. So that's all the treife. So why don't you mention 10? So the Ikele Meima, so he says no kasha against the Rashbo. In other words, that is included in loxo. What does loxo mean? A bruised kidney. So there are two types of bruised kidneys. One is, if it's mama's bruised in the became achrit, if it's bruised in the became achrit, or if it became very small. Alright. The Rambam is difficult. The Rambam mentions only 8 sugim, and then he also mentions Rochish Bapopesi. The Rambam Mefshalim and Loksa Akulio Iktino Bechol Chasir on Itule. The Abba Fisha Chosro in Yilva Akulio Iksheiro Iktino Meima Alo Nifzoe Elo Bishanit Loi Chasir on Bai Gavne Ki Da Ashi Chom Vitchu Dinit Alo Nita Pkoshe Elo Bishanit Api Sumche Voi Nisha Tachtev Vili Adina The Abba Gavdi Ule Mofik Mechal Shmeinu Minitrei Vesaniska Loksa Akulio Anan Kim Nikan Nitrei Vyechil Mon Lach Nisreifes Utrifes Diktuna Akulio Bechesh Mzeh Dechesh Nifrinus Nakhtinu Pule. So he gives it that that the reason is why the Rambam passed in Shortish by Prophet's Deen, that Loksachuli is labor, and the only passing is there are 8 sugim, because Loksachuli is included in the sug of Nitloi Hasir. But that's a different terrace. Because, so, if that is so, why does the Gemara say, La Fuke Mirochet La Pape, so it's not La Fuke? The Gemara says La Fuke. So it's a difficult terrace that the Rabbi Yosef says. Now, the Lekonit and Netziv, so it's not difficult. And we'll soon see that the Yisod of the Netziv is really mentioned by the Zogum of Ovad and in the Hude, in your
because an Amor is 6 months.
So, two things. That the Rambam doesn't explain the Gemara the way Rashi and the Rashba do. Rashi and the Rashba, they explain the Gemara when the Gemara says, La Fuke, La Fuke, the Rosh Hashba, Pope. In other words, the two is clearly done Rosh Hashba. But the Rambam explains that the Mitziv says, not the two is clearly done Rosh Hashba, Pope. In other words, because there are two types of treifas. There is a treife that is based upon the halacha of Mishum Yisina. You treif treifas. So you treif treifas, if you classify it one way, it's a treif. If you classify it on broader scale, so then it's treif. But it's the same thing. That these treifas are grounded in the halacha of Mishum Yisina. They are treifas because the halacha of Mishum Yisina says they are treifas. True, we pass you like the Mandomar in a chayo. But that's only a coincidental fact. It's only a simen. It's a coincidental fact. It's a statistical fact. It's not an essential fact. It's not a fact. And even as a statistical fact, it only means that without therapy being administered, it cannot work without therapy. But anyway, it's not important. The only significance of chayo or ena chayo is in connection with the subject. If we have a behemoth that is a soft paper, we do not know whether it was Nitriso, Alviavi, or not Nitriso, or any other soft paper. So we lock it up, and when we observe it, if it's a value. After this soft paper occurred for more than 12 months, so it's a raya, it's not a paper. But that's the whole significance of Inachayo. And the Inachayo means without therapy. But then there is another type of treife that is grounded in the natal amus. Is grounded in the natal amus. So, all the whole ches me treife is never mentioned in Sinai. Nikuba psuka nikula chasura po, drusa nikula uishvura. So these are treifes because of the local mission in Sinai. Not because of natal amus. La puke la kuse de rochi ba pope. Not the two in Israel ka rochi ba pope. To exclude rochish ba pope's din. La kuse de chulie. That he doesn't mention. Why? Because Lakuse de Chulie is treifah for another reason, because of Nicolongus. That's Lafuke. In other words, Ule doesn't mention Lakuse de Chulie. He excludes Lakuse de Chulie. Not because Lakuse de Chulie is not treifah. It's also treifah. But there is a treifah because of Nicolongus. And these are treifahs for the Lord of Nation in Sinai. Now, for example, now, the prayer shape. The Prayer Shea says that. The Prayer Shea says it in the Rambam. And I don't think, I'll mention soon what Rambam and what Rambam based it. But there is no raya from that Rambam. But in order to explain a certain Rambam, that so that the Rambam should not be in conflict with the Gemara, so the Prayer Shea says that there has been a Shina Tera. A Shina Tera. Because the Kashi is, we pass in faith in the Chayo and we still, we see that treifes do live. So, according to the Rambam Shite, there is no kasha. Because according to the Rambam Shite, when we say treifa in a chayo, so it means if a behemoth has one of the makis treifes,
And then it's left alone, and it's not taken care of, it's neglected, and no therapy is administered to it, then it's not higher. But today, because there is so much therapy being administered, and being administered, the hospitals for behemoths and everything, so the melee they can live. So according to what the Nitziv says in the Rambam, there is no kasha. But anyway, the Priyashaya was bothered by this difficulty that we see Treifes Chayes, as a matter of fact, that was the difficulty that overtook the Sheil of the Rajba in Chulis and Ches. He was bothered, I mean, by this phenomenon that it seems, I mean, it doesn't harmonize with the Mitzies. So the Treifes Sheil says that there has been Shimrater. So Misha Feinstein in Sefer, he also adopts it, I mean, that there has been Shimrater. So, but the Priyashir himself says, or Rabbi Feinstein says the same thing, that even though there has been a Shina Teva, in other words, now that certain Makis, that thousands of years ago, so Bisman Matan Toro and Bisman Atanoim and Amoroim were fatal, but today it's not fatal, but that doesn't affect the deen of these behemoths. Because it's not, because the inner chayo is only a simen, it's only a statistical fact. It's not an essential fact. It's not an essential fact. Oh, but if it had been an essential fact, so then if there would be a Shina Teva, so let's say assuming that thousands of years ago, a behemoth that had a perforated lung, so it was fatal, and today, it's not fatal. I mean, doesn't sound so reasonable that in such a short time there should be such a Shina Teva. Maybe it's possible, I don't know. The Priyashir said. So then, suppose there is a Shina Teva. But that wouldn't change the deed. So Nikva Rei would still be Treife, because the Eina Chayo is not the basis of the Treife, it's only a sin. Mashein Kein, we got it, other type of Treife. The Rambam would say, Nikolach Elias. So there it's a treifa, not because of Alachol Eishim Sinai, but because of later laws. So suppose there would be Shina Teva in regard to Nikolach Elias, then the Rambam would be made that it's not treifa. It's not treifa. So the Mele, regarding this, what the Tzif says, Lakutze Birochich Bar Pope, suppose there would be Shina Teva, so then it will not be treifa. So it's another type of treifa. Mashaik in the Chesed the Treves, that's grounded Alachol Mishne Sinai. So even though it's in a chai, and let's assume that it's in a chai even with therapy, not the way the Mitzvah says the Rambam, but it's only a statistical fact. Even if there will be a Shina Teva, it will still remain treifa. And the Pirshei Ranchu, Dafun Zion, he says so. In the Rambam he says that there has been a Shina Teva, but still it does not affect the status of the veil. Why? Because it's only a statistical fact. Now, there is a Shinis of Hashem that the Eino Chayo is not a statistical fact, it's an essential fact. And if there would be a Shina Teva according to the Eino Hashem, so Eino Chanami, it will not be treifa. But, I mean, the Poskim, the Shachnor, the Chabad, the Ramoah, the Yosef, I mean, the Shah, the Taz, I mean, no one mentions that Chite. But the Sheol of the Rajbo mentioned that Chite, and the Rabamir in Chud mentioned that Chite. Now, I mentioned that the Mashal says there is a machlekes between the Rajbo and the Mashal. What does it mean, Trefis in Chayos? Whatever in Chayos means, whether in Chayos means even with therapy or without therapy, does it mean that no Trefo can survive for more than 12 months, with or without therapy, or it means most treifes, but few treifes can survive. So the Rashbo, it's a special from the Rashbo that no treifes can survive. And from the Mashal, it's Mashma, that it's only rough treifes cannot survive, but few treifes can survive. Now, so there is the Miri mentioned. The Miri mentions the Shite of the Mashal, but even if we agree with the Mashal, it does not it does not mean that those new treifes that do survive, that they are not treifes. They are also treifes, because it's only a statistical fact. So the merely mentions is shikin. Very
die Gemorre darf man malen mit Beis am Dau. So, Masiris wir deinu, zwiele in alle Gemorre, Masiris wir deinu, mi akach mi atalmut, schien atreifo choyo schnimo sachit, because we pass on it. Vi mi nikivo inu misaberts, vi nikivo shalof inu teens. Mi ato bol yodeinu sofik treife, ki nisofik trusof chayitzibo, vi yev shalonu Vodko reinim shuas ashtim was achayitz. In other words, alignment that is stable, and we don't know whether it would, kebehemes, it didn't call the behemes. It didn't call the behemes. So if we are bathing the behemes and we see there is no red marks, then it's a rayabore, then we will not clot. But suppose we do find the red mark, that doesn't mean that they were clot to such an extent that they injected, the lion injected the venom into the behem. It's still possible there was only a superficial clawing. So that didn't make it in favor. So we have to lock up the behemoths and then see, observe them. So he says, "Veshol beiko reinim shuas eshnimos achide shol bikevo imacharat oim bikevo imachar sofik nisapro biyoldo oim bikevo seif imachar sofik tuam ol polkashir umikol bo kemi mashlis lechatchilo shem nikoshem shenitvoy vadovo yodua ubo shol nema heter bishia eshnimos achide elo bisofik treiv." אבל טריפה בדויץ, כנאילו שהוא יזכור במשנה וחבריציין, אפילו חויסו של מוס החידש, טריפה. That's what the shale is the rashbos, in Chubitza Lichess. So the shale said that the one chochem who passed it, that if we had a vada trifa, and we locked it up, and then we saw it survive for more than 12 months, so we allowed to eat it. And the Rabbit was, I mean, the Rashba was very angry at that Chochem, who passed in that way. So he says, Vafil Choyso, Shnevo Sachide, Shtreifo. So the Rashba says, it is a treif, but how is it that it survived? So the Rashba says, it's not very clear what the Rashba says. It's really not very clear. The Rashba is very angry at those who passed it, that if it lived for 12 months, so it's Kseho. But what he really says is not very clear. The Shach says, and the Rashba says, and if we see that the Vaday Treifo did survive for more than 12 months, we have to say that it's Maisenis. As the Gemara says, we got a year. Maisenis. The Rashba doesn't spell it out, we have to say Maisenis. We'll soon see what the Rashba says. But anyway, so he says, so why does the Rashba say Maisenis?
because the Rashba Shita is not like the Mashal. If the Rashba Shita had been like the Mashal, that only Hoyt Treifes is in Chayes, but Mius Treifes is Chayes, he could say, those three babies that you observe, that's the Miut. That's the Miut. So the Rashba Shita is that all Treifes are in Chayes. But look what the Miri says. אפילו חויצה שלמה שחיד יש טריפו שאינו עניין על הקרוי בעלמי וסיבו נסתרס he doesn't say מה it's a missy סיבו נסתרס now it means it's a מיות ואונו על הרי בו נדון so now the way the מיות she takes like the marshal ויש מה קילים בזו what do you mean יש מה קילים בזו now it's the Assam who passed the way that I would hoch and pass it that the Sheol mentions at whom the Rajbo is angry. So Yesh Bakil Mizu, that if Ibadai Treifu was locked up for 12 months and it survived, so he allowed him. Val Tochish did the rain cloud. He rejects the chicken. So he mentions such a shibu, Yesh Bakil. So he, the Magia says, I shall the Jews of Ashbo, Sinan Sanchez, and Marshal, the Yamsha Shlein, the Perikil Treifu, Sinan Pei. So they both say like the Miri, the Marshal also. Because, but the Marshal, the Mashal says, also agrees with the Rashba, even though he holds that only Reif is in Chayes. But he says that even if it is Chayes for 50 years, if it's about a Reif, it's not a Machile. Why? Because the Inner Chayes is only a Simen. It's only a statistical fact. So what's the Sheet of Yesh Makilin? The Sheet of Yesh Makilin is that it's not a statistical fact. In other words, the Inner Chayes is the basis of the Shem Terif. So the Melech, if we see that he does live, for whatever reason, let it be Nisim, let it be this, let it be that. It doesn't make any difference. Let it be Nishtana Teva. If he does live, so it's Mutabachel. If once we say that the Eino Chayo is the basis of the Shem Terif, because it belongs, so we see that this Behemo is not an Nikolomus. Whatever the reason is, even if it's because of an S, but it's not in Eite, it's not in Nikolomus. So the male is Mutabachel. But the Shedim reject the Cheetah. The Shechno doesn't even mention it. The Miriam Indi is the only one that I know that mentions such a Cheetah. And the Sheol and the Rashba. But Sheol and the Rashba, you could say, it's not just not one of the Shedim, but the Miriam says, the Yesh Mekilim. The Yesh Mekilim. All right. Now, so this is, now let's go over the Gemara further. Omach Yiyah Barok, Ches Treifes Yesh B'Nikum. There are four types of Nikum. In Teimates, but if you count Nikwa Amoro, also, so you have nine Nikumes, so that's Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yudah Kotono. Itani Nikwa Keiru Nikwa Dati Treifem, so Rabbi Yudah Nikwa Amoro. Even the gold bladder is spears, so it's also Treifem. So we passed like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah. That Nikva Amoro is right. My heart only have Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah. You see, if you are going to consider Treifes, the Isa Treife, from the point of view of Ein Chayo, I mean, we see that all the Shem say it's only statistical. There is another halacha. But the halacha of Ches Treifes of Ches Treifes, so it's grounded in halacha Mishnah Sinai, and it's not based upon Ein Chayo. Ein Chayo is only an accidental fact. But if one would assume that it's based upon Ein Chayo, it's an essential fact that Yesh Machshirim of the Miri. So then it is very strange. So we find two aloches in the Mishnah Yechum in regard to Tloyes and regard to Kovet. So from the point of view of being faithful on the contrary, this is more serious than anything else. Nikva Amor, so it's no problem. We know today, I mean. But Nikla Kovet, so it's clear. Alright, we pass that there has to be a remnant of the Kovet left. In other words, Kazayis. There's a machlekes, but one mandoma says even if he mashu remains, and another mandoma says no, there must be a remnant of the liver, kazayis. But this is the most today.
So any condition in liver, is more fatal than anything else. So if we say that the din of treifes is not based upon the natal onus, and the natal onus is only a simen, especially according to the Rambam Shite, it's only a simen if no therapy is applied, so then we have no difficulty with nitl akoveit. Because true, if nitl akoveit and the kazayis remains, it's more serious than nikva areya, much more serious than nikva adakin, nikva vakeres. But nikva adakin, nikva keres, nikva areya is included in the halacha mishum sinai treifes. And nikva hakoveit is not included, so there's no kasha. Then, as far as the other type of treifes is concerned, so that the Rambam says, if that's based upon the natal onus, if there is no possibility of a cure, even on theoretical level. So, it's because medicine has not advanced so much to know of a cure for a liver condition. And then, the other problem would be, if we were to assume that the issue of treifes is based upon the chayo, nikla kois. That's very difficult. Nitla akloyis, even if both, so if one kidney, if the aloha had been just one kidney is removed, all right, so we know, I mean, one kidney, one can live for 50 years with one kidney, but nitla akloyis, both kidneys, and that we know, I mean, the person couldn't live. So, but if we say that the Issa Treifes is not based upon the Inchayah, Inchayah is only a statistical fact. It's nothing to do with the Issa Treifes. And the Issa Treifes is based upon the local mission of Sinai. And there are many markets that are actually fatal, but they are not included in the local mission of Sinai, so it's not a Treifes. And as far as the other type of Treifes, that is based upon the Inchayah, only if there is no possibility of a cure. But here there is a possibility of a cure. I mean, I have no doubts that it will be possible to make a transplant in such a way that the person will be able, with both kidneys being removed, he'll be able to live a normal span of life. He already, I mean, had certain people in England who lived for 3 years with both on the basis of a transplant, of a kidney transplant. But that's, so he was able to live for 3 years, but only 3 years. And who knows, maybe he died because of other things, of other causes. So, but if we are going to say that the din of treifes is based upon inchayo, then we would have a difficulty with nitl akoveit or ishtayo deno chazayis and with nitl akloyis. Now, in respect to nitl akloyis, the Miri mentions one chicken, that nitl akloyis, the Mishnah says nitl akloyis if both kidneys were removed. So he mentions one chicken, that when we say that if nitla akloyis, even if both kidneys were removed, so it's kshayo, it's not treifo, that's only if the behemoth was born without any kidneys. But suppose it was born with kidneys, and then both kidneys were taken out, then it is a treifo. The Miri mentions it. But the other kshayim don't mention it. The other kshayim. So, in other words, according to that chite, it's not so strange, even if we were, because if a behemoth is born, I don't know whether the doctors know of such cases, of a person being born without kidneys. I don't know whether the doctors know of such cases. So in other words, if a behemoth is born without kidneys, so there might be something, I mean, that in that organism that compensates something else that fulfills the function of the kidneys. But in a chaname, when both kidneys are taken out, so that according to the Miri, then it is treifa. But most Rishonim hold that even if both kidneys were taken out, it's still not treifa. So it's not a kasha. Even according to most Rishonim, it's not a kasha, because the truth is, except for that chike that the Miri mentions, that the inner chayo is only a statistical fact. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omer Rav Yechiel. Maya Adr Le Chavon Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yud. Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yud said that Nikva Moro is Reifo, and the Rabbonon said that it's not Reifo. So what did the Rabbonon say to Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yud?
Why do they say that Mikva Amoro is not a treifa? Is not a treifa. So the Gemara says, "My Avraham Rabbi Yisrael Yude Yishkech Lo'oretz Mororosi V'adayim Yevkayom V'adayim Yevkayom." So you see, so Yev said that his whole gallbladder was completely deteriorated. So, and still Yev was able to live. V'adayim Yevkayom. Omalei Mimaskiri Maisis. Now, Rav Netam Shita is that when do we say the treifa in a chayo, that's only Ligabi Behim. But Ligabi Odom, so treifa can be chayo. We'll soon see Rav Netam Shita. Why? Because Odom is Lemazda. We have to understand what it means. So Tinsa says Sikashe from this Gemara. Here, Rabbonim of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yud. They argued with Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yud, and they mentioned the riot that Nikva Moro is not treifa. Nikva Moro is not treifa. So, what did they mention the riot that Nikva Moro is not treifa? So they mentioned it because of Yishkech Lo'oretz Mororosi Vadai Yevkayon. So it's a riot that is not treifa. Because if you're treifa, so you wouldn't be able to survive by it. And Yev did survive. But according to Ramatam, what kind of a riot is it? Yev was an Odom. And we are talking about Behemo, an Odom. So all the treifas mentioned in the Mishneh that we say in a Chayo, but in the Odom it doesn't apply. That's the Kashe. That's the Kashe that the Tesis is asking against Ramatam. Now let's finish it more. The retainer, Omar Lohem, Imaskir Masinis. So what Rabbi Solomon said? That Leilom Nikva Moro is treifa, and it's in a chayo. It's in a chayo. If Nikva Moro is treifa in a chayo, certainly if the whole moro is deteriorated. Why was Yev able to live with a deteriorated gallbladder? So because it was nice and easy, the Tinoche, Yifalach Kilo Yisal, the Yachmel, Mikochayo. So, Elonise Shame, Dirsi. Now, what's the Kashe? But Nitma Kloyis is Cheo. So Rashi explains it. Because this is Lakusi Yachonis. Because Yev's kidneys were bruised, not just taken out. When it's bruised, so then it is a source of all kinds of infections. So that's worse than the kidneys being taken out. Mikachayo, al nisi shame. Dirsi, rakets nafchi shmeh. Hochanam al nisi shame. Now let's see the Rashi. Yifalach kalo yisai, ham lakutse utrei po, im maskir im maizu nisim, lo bimai lumen. Rakets nafchi shmeh, makas lo bisikil, kach nisal nishu nafchi. כי להאמין מה שאתי בנוצר יש לסוף במישור יהיה כמו שמנו אביש ויחוב יש ושמי עליין יפתר לציל את הישס יפתר לך כלי יש עמיק וחי פיר ריקון תדבר להכוסי וכושה דמינור לי דהי להכוסי דהיה פעם להכוסי דהי להתראיפו או יגע להכוסי בקשיר כי לא מהכון מה יומוב להתראיפו מה יוזק עם קשירו How do we know? How does Gemara know? That Yev was bruised in such a way that it's a treifa. After all, there are certain only a kind of a lakuse that is treifa. If it affects the mekim achritz, mekim levin shebe, Yev doesn't say which portion of the kidney was bruised. Elohe pole, yifalach kal yitzay mikochaye b'lo refuo, hokom alikamo dimoche b'chu yise, v'kaple, v'ibotol yisamo chaye, ויהיה למוציאו שאוסו אין שום רפואו. So Tetzves explains the Gemara differently than Rashi. Rashi explains the Gemara that when Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah said to the Chachom, אם אסכיר מי סמיסים, דלתי מוחה, יפלח כי יסבו יחמל, מכוחיה, because he's a trip. So the Gemara Rashi was forced to say that it was bruised in the Gemachritz, Yev's kidney. But they just said, no, they won't. discussing the din of treife, because the Gemara says that certain hunters, when they wanted to kill, birds, all they did is they aimed the arrows at the kidney of the bird, and that always did a job, and that killed the bird. So we see from that, so the more as the kasher. So then, any injury in the kidney should be a treifeh, because we see these hunters, they always kill on the spot. They kill the bird by aiming, by hitting the bird at the kidney. So the Gemara says the reason is why they died, because these hunters did not apply any medicine. But had they applied the medicine, they could have saved their lives. But they were not interested in saving the lives of the country. They were interested in killing them. So in other words, that's the raya of the Ramban, that when we say in chayo is faithful, when we say chayo is faithful, it means if it is in a chayo, even al yidifel. But suppose it's in a chayo when it's neglected, without therapy. But with therapy, it is chayo, then it's nothing. That's the raya of the Ramban. So we see that when you injure a bird, an oaf, or a behemoth, in the kidney, he dies if you don't apply medicine. If you apply medicine, he doesn't die. And here it's not mentioned that he resorted to medical aid. So melee. So how was he able to survive? So we have to say, nice and easy. So So because without refuah it was done. So we have to say it's nice and easy. All right. Now, What the Netziv says is actually mentioned by the Dogon of Avot, and it's also mentioned by the Nikudas HaKeset. I want to mention that, and then I want to go back to the Ramban of Tzumas Hadin. There is something that I have to add, because in the Ramban it was pointed out to me, I was aware of that Russian Ramban, but it was pointed out to me that the Ram understood in the Ramban that the Ramban had a sort. Alright. Now, I mentioned in the name of the Ramban that by Tzumas Hadin, so if the injury takes place in the area of the gidin between the ankle and the calf, so then it's a trade. But suppose at the very outset you cut here, beneath the knee, so it's Sheol. So, the Ramban says in so many words, what I said in the name of the Ramban says, but then there is something else that the Ramban says. So the Ramban says, even the very outset, you call it here, so then it's not a trait. But even the outset, you call it here. And then you call it off the whole leg, beneath the knee, so once it became a trait for, it cannot be become Sheol. Now, so the Rosh mentions in the name of the Ramban, even though the Ramban says something to the contrary. So apparently the Rosh understood that there are two Mishnayos in the Ramban, or Isochit in the Ramban. So two Mishnayos in the Ramban. So anyway, the way the Rosh and the Ram mentioned, so there is one Rosh in the Ramban that not only if at the very outset you'll cut off the whole leg beneath the knee, so it's kshayo. But even if it originally you cut it here, in the area of Tzumas Hadin, so it became a treifa. But then you performed an operation, and you cut off the whole leg beneath the knee, so then it becomes kshayo. And the Rosh, and the Rashbo, and the Ram, they are all chayrik on it. But they understood the Ramban as having two shades, or as having something in regard to Tzumas Hadin. Now we'll soon go over it. Now, Simach of Tess, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Dogon Mavor, Yichum Daf Mem Gimu, Omar Rule, Sheshmei Latrei Vesvemo Neishen Isina, Vilchilechei Olomo Hutzchach Tchuso, Leimah Aloch Neishen, Halim Fuhi Betehiro. So the question is, Bosa Basode Treifo is a chayu. So the Rambam says, what does it mean, Bosa Basode Treifo is a chayu? that the Behemoth Moshe Dorsali, and it broke the whole system of the Behemoth. It's later laws. So why does the Torah have to tell us a special pasuk that Druso is also Druso is Nichlales in the Chesed Treves. So why do we need two halachas? Two halachas. L'chein alam hutzcha afus alim ha'aloch l'nishe. Halim ifuot b'teima. Uvi da'ki neishe yirgish b'zev nitra. Oit kosher yalkulo. Lom hutzcha aloche l'meishe. Val iksiv zeis achayo. Shein achayo l'teicha. Vim kein dobo ze ma shein yechein lo lichiz. Ho yochin l'nishe rabbein alim b'chof mozakeva. El nir lani izgaiti. Da'anam paskinon simon l'tvei b'yid v'ishchidish. מי הוא חיים אל יסוף את זה? אבל מה את זה? לא ימחן את זה ישראל, שזה רק בסדר. כי נבוא אלי כמה. ואין אלי, אם משום כבוד, זה יש החיו, אבל אני יודע משום חיו יש ותחידש, אף אם זה מה שהוא דרך עץ, מכל מוקמר אל חיו. ואבל מי יש את שיו, והוא צריך הלוח על משם סיני, ששמי נתרפס הלולו, לכרות אם אין תרפו, אפילו יחיה יום משום רבי, ואם כן, גם דרוצו הוא צריך על משם סיני. דיין שראינו, היה איזה שולד ניבון מבינים, שוב תחייפו מחוד נפו יחיל וישחיל, ועל זה אומרו בגמורל, להפוק אלה כוסן רוחיש, לאימא שאינו בכלל שאינו ממעלו, ולנמה תחייפו זו ממש מסינה, ומקום מוקים תחייפו ומקייח פוסק, זה איזה חיו, שאינו חיו וזה יחל, וכבר אין רוחיש, שאינו כוסן זה אינו חיו, נחת מיני, שאיר לה כוסן רוחיש ויחיל וישחילש, הרי יקשירו, אבל מן הסתם גם לקוסה לרוק תשטריפו, ובזה מתורץ הרמב״ם, שפוסק לא הרבי אולי, ששמי טריפס נמו, ופוסק לא לרוקי. It's very similar to what Netziv says, but Netziv explains it more effectively. So what is he saying? Now, he is asking, first of all, he's asking the Kashi against the Rambam, that's the Bess Yosef's Kashi against the Rambam. The Gemara says, לא פוקה, תרוכי בפופה, And the Rambam Paskins both in Ules Din of Chesmet Revis Lemonation Sinai and Rochish Bapope of Lakus Dechuli. Then he has another question. Why was it necessary for the Torah to mention Druso, to spell out Druso after all there is Aloch Lemonation Sinai and Druso is included in the Aloch Lemonation Sinai. Is included in Aloch Lemonation Sinai. So he says, because the Rajbo, what does the Rajbo say? The Rajbo says, we see common trifes that the link. So he says, Maisim Isim. That's what the Shach says that the Rajbo says. All right. So Maisim Isim. So he says, if there had been, so he says that there are two types of trifes. One type of trife is the Alokhon Mishmishina. It's mamish, the same thing that Netziv says. And that's one type of trife. And the other type of trife is Zoy Sachaya Ashatech. So we said that this is only a statistical fact. So Mimele, it's not that this is the basis of Isa. But he assumes that insofar as the Xerasakosu of Chayo Achelu Sheino Chayo Loitechel is concerned, of Chayo Achel, Eina Chayo Tichlechel, it's not a statistical fact. The Gemara assumes that it's an essential fact. And the fact that it's in a Chayo death makes it a fact. But, suppose he does live for more than 12 months, whatever the reason. Ishtar HaTeva, Maisenisim, or let's say according to Mashal, that only Reb Behemis is in a Chayis, but Miud Behemis Reifis is Chayis. So, as from the point of view of Zoi Zachayo HaShatechel, Chayo Achel, Sheino Chayo Leitechel. So, the Dormovova assumes that it's not just a simen, that this is the essential fact. Sheino Chayo Leitechel. If it's Neitel Omus, so it's Leitechel. It's Leitechel. But suppose it does live, whatever the reason, Ishtar HaTeva, Maisen Nisim, or, as the Mashal says, there is a new Trefes, the Dulev, so then it should be Mutabachel. So, Mimele, but then it is still also Bachel because of the Chesedes Nemu Meshim Sina. So he's saying the same thing. He's saying the same thing that the Netziv says, but with one major difference. According to the Netziv, So when we say, it's only a statistical, accidental fact. It's not an essential fact. It doesn't make any difference, does it? Doesn't it? It's only a coincidental fact. And it has relevance in connection with the subject treifa. But in connection with other treifa, it has no relevance whatsoever. Lives, doesn't live, doesn't make any difference. According to Noble Novoka or not, it's an essential fact. And the Isa treifa, and the Isa treifa is based upon the fact that it's natalomus. But only when it is natalomus. But if we see that it survives for more than 12 months, so then it's not natalomus. So it's Adol Mafreya, it wasn't natalomus. It wasn't natalomus. So it's Muta, it doesn't make any difference why did it survive. Whether it survived because Miu Treifes do survive, so Biderach HaTeva, or because of Maisa Nisim, or because whatever reason there is, as long as it survives, so that Isa doesn't apply. But still, even if miraculously or strangely, it did survive, it's still a submission treifah because of the other halacha, because of the halacha which is there. So he's saying the same thing. He's saying the same thing as the Nitzim, except that he bases the halacha of treifah on the basis of Nitzolomus and the posuk of Chayo Achayo Sheino Chayo Litein Chayo, and to him it is an essential fact. According to the Nitzim, it's a coincidental fact, and that Xeras HaKosov doesn't tell us that if it's in a Chayo or some melee, it becomes faithful. It only tells us a semen. It tells us a semen. You want to have a semen, a statistical Chayo, a statistical fact. So if it does live, so that's a simen, in case you don't know whether it's a treif or not, so that will be nevar. But the same two halachas that the Dogma of Ova says, so the Nitziv also says. But according to Nitziv, so the type of treif that is based upon Nitzolomus is implicit in the Zakosov, who Bosov Basov, the treif is a chevo. What does it mean, treif? A behemoth that the Ari was terrified, that the Ari brought it to such an extent that it became, the whole system became broken, and it's natalomus. So it's a, and then there is Allah Mishnah Sinai. And but according to the Tzi, so the inner chayo is only a statistical fact, and it means only without therapy. But the Yisod, the main Yisod, is a sect. Now, and the Dogma of Vavo answers the Rambam the same way. He says, the reason is why the Rambam passed in Sur is Allah. And he passed Nusrochim by Popes Aloche. So he says, because the Gemara doesn't mean, according to Rambam Lafuke, that Ule is Chelik and Rochim by Popes. No, Ule deals with the treife that are based upon Aloche Mishim Sinai. Aloche Mishim Sinai. And so Lakuse de Chulie is not included. Lakuse de Chulie is not included. But Rochim by Popes bases it upon a chayo. What would be, suppose there'll be a shinatev. So if there'll be a shinatev by mikvo reye, so then it will still be treif, because that's included in Allah Mishim Sinai. If there'll be a shinatev in lakus in chulie, so it will not be a treif. This is what the Dogma of Ova says. And you'll see that the Nekudas HaKesef in Simen Choftes says the same thing. Now, turn to the Nekudas HaKesef in Simen Choftes. Yes, what?
On the Dogma of Ova.
Yeah.
We said in the scene that something that is of the Yuchas Trefos.
Yes.
Then Trefos of Chai is always statistical fact, whereas something that's guided in the Yuchas Trefos is an essential fact, and Trefos of Chai defines it as a Trefos.
Yeah, I mean, according to the Dogma of Ova.
Well, I thought according to the scene we said that.
According to the scene, no. You mean that a type of treif?
Yeah.
Yes, so it's based upon it.
Whereas according to the Dogma of Ova, it's an essential fact in all.
No, so according to the Dogma of Ova, so in the the treif in the Chayot, that the Mishnah mentions in respect all treifs.
And is that a
Yeah, exactly. So it's an essential fact. So it's an essential fact.
Even to the Yukas Trefos?
What is it?
Even Ligabi the Yukas Trefos?
Yeah, in other words, even Ligabi the Yukas Trefos in the Aloha Mishmi Sinai. Yeah. But suppose it will survive because of Maisa Nisim, because of Shina Teva. So then, Mitzad Nidolomus, it wouldn't be Trefo. But it would be Trefo because of Aloha Mishmi Sinai. In other words, there are two reasons. I mean, that's strange what the Dogma of Ova says, that Nikva Amor is straightforward for two reasons. Normally, Nikva Amor is straightforward for two reasons. One reason is because it's Nikva Amor. It's Nikva Amor. So the melee, so it comes in the Tzerzakos of Zeisa Chaya Shatechu, Chayo Acheir, Sheino Chayo Odechu. And Nikva Amor is Nikva Amor. Another reason is, it wouldn't be Nikva Amor. It will still be faithful because of Halacha Mishmi Sinai.
So the
Halacha Mishmi
Sinai is a safeguard in case of
lives it's all faithful. Yes, so why do we need Halacha Mishmi Sinai? We need Halacha Mishmi Sinai in regard to the case where there will be Maisa Nisim or there will be Shinatel. That's when there will be an Akimine because of Halacha Mishmi Sinai. That's what he says. But normally, if there is no Shinat Teva, there is no Maisin Isi. If everything is the usual way, so Nikva Amor is Asur for two reasons. Because of the Halacha Mishmi Sinai, and because of Netolomus. The Kodnitzi, Nikva Amor is only Asur because of the Halacha Mishmi Sinai. Not because of Netolomus. But Nikva Chaelien is Asur because he's a train for because of Netolomus. You see, that's an afternoon between the Netzi's job. And the Dogma of Ova's
Whereas, according to Dogma of Ova,
it's not
Mechala, no, it would be. But does